This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Later this morning, Philadelphia City Council will meet for what's currently the final legislative session on the calendar before it breaks for summer. Top billing is a vote on the city's next budget, but lawmakers will also consider two measures drafted to help reshape policing here in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of officers in Minneapolis. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports both measures are expected to pass despite reservations from police reform advocates.
One bill would pave the way for the city to create the Citizens Police Oversight Commission. Backers hope the group can be a more effective watchdog for the Philadelphia Police Department than the current Police Advisory Commission, which has never had enough teeth to make lasting change, especially around police misconduct. Here's City Councilwoman Helen Gimm.
We have a chance to do something big, to do something new, and to learn lessons from the past.
For now, it's unclear how the commission would be staffed, what its budget would be, or what powers it would have. Susan Hudson leads NACOL, the National Association of Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. She says those are big question marks, especially funding.
All the way along the way, the things that you need time and people to do, such as monitoring the investigations to make sure the okey-doke isn't going on, or writing up reports at the end, all of that falls by the wayside if you don't have the bodies to do all that stuff.
Hudson leads the Independent Police Monitor in New Orleans. Her budget is a fixed percentage of the city's general fund. This fiscal year, that translated to over $1 million, more than double what her group got before it was written into the city's charter.
You know, a lot of people didn't even know we were here or what we were doing because we didn't have enough budget to have somebody talking about us out there.
The Police Advisory Commission in Philly is charged with overseeing a department 5 times bigger than the force in New Orleans and has a budget below $700,000. City Council is also opposed to pass a bill that would require new officers to live in the city for at least a year before being hired and maintain that residency. Supporters say it's a simple way to put a point on the oath officers take to protect and serve city residents, which in turn may help strengthen police community relations. Charles Gallagher chairs the Sociology and Criminal Justice Department at LaSalle University. He says the measure is laudable but largely symbolic.
There is no hard evidence that says that there's any real efficacy about having police officers live in the cities that they police. You'd have to be patrolling and policing in the neighborhood where you live.
Reverend Gregory Holston is a longtime civil rights activist. He says no piece of legislation will have much impact if the Philadelphia Police Department doesn't completely overhaul its culture.
This has to really go at the core root of what we call public safety, and a willingness to rip out everything that is public safety now, rethink it, redo it to fit the 21st century.
A council committee approved 2 other police reform bills this week. One would prohibit chokeholds and other physical restraints. The department already bars chokeholds. The bill clarifies that ban and tweaks the city's use of force guidelines. The other measure would require a public hearing within 30 days of the city negotiating its contract with the Fraternal Order of Police. Neither measure is expected to be voted on by the full council until September, when the body is scheduled to resume its legislative sessions. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.